Chapter 1. Denver, Colorado.
I don't care how long it takes, just get it done, Haley, please. We don't have a boatload of time.
Joy shouted into the phone, frustrated that she'd had to play boss. She did not like to play boss. At Simply Joy, she, Haley, and Jessica were a team. They worked together and were great friends. But Haley had worked on the new label for 6 weeks and still hadn't come up with an appropriate design for the Valentine's Day launch. Yes, it was closer to Thanksgiving and Christmas, and thank goodness those polishes had been shipped to retailers across the world already. Simply Joy was a successful nail polish company. Her baby. Joy knew it sounded like a frivolous occupation to some, but nail salons, spas, and women across the globe used her products, and she was not going to settle for anything less than perfection.
You said you didn't want hearts, Joy. That's what Valentine's Day is about. Falling in love, Cupid, pinks and reds, you know this, Haley replied, then added sheepishly, and chocolate.
Joy heard the desperation in Haley's voice. They were down to the wire.
We need a totally different conception than our competitors have. OPT, Lacquer Lovers, Tammy's Talons. You know they're just dying to beat our sales this year. Do what you have to do, but do it fast, Haley. We have exactly 1 week before we have to send our designs to the labeling department, and they'll rake us over the coals if we're late.
Joy paused and softened her voice. I'm really counting on you, Haley.
Sure thing, boss, Haley said, then hung up.
Joy stared at the phone for a couple of seconds, then replaced it in its cradle. She hated being the boss sometimes, and now was one of those times. Haley hadn't given this campaign her best, and now they were wading in deep water. She did not want her labels to look like those of all the other polishes out there in the land of lacquers. She wanted Simply Joy to stand out, to catch the consumer's eye with a color, a Valentine's Day label so original they wouldn't so much as glance at her competitors' products. That's what made her completely unique. She'd almost cornered the market, but to her way of thinking, almost wasn't quite good enough. A knock on the door interrupted her train of thought. Come in, she said, not bothering to see who was at her door. She had a small staff of 6, counting Haley and Jessica, her best friends, webmaster, and graphic designer. All were welcome inside her office. Her open door policy applied to everyone. Standing in the doorway, Haley said, I'll stay all night if I have to. I know how important this is to the Valentine's Day launch. My brain just doesn't want to cooperate for some strange reason, she finished. I know you're trying your best, Joy said calmly, hoping to take the sting out of her earlier words. I am, and I'm on it, really, Haley replied. I won't let you down, I promise, she said, then left. Joy tried to focus her attention on the Christmas display that had been shipped across the globe in October. She'd worked tirelessly on this year's campaign and needed it to succeed to put her firmly at the top once and for all. Again, almost wasn't quite good enough. When she'd first come up with the idea to start her own nail polish company, she'd been in college studying business and marketing. Her marketing strategy and management professor, Dr. Baines, told them that the simplest ideas were almost always the most successful. He'd then asked them to write down 5 simple ideas that made them respond in a positive and triumphant way. She remembered at the time thinking her professor was crazy. But when she'd started the assignment, it hadn't been quite as easy as she'd thought. While she'd had a few ideas for different types of businesses, the one that wouldn't stop nagging her was now, as she looked back, pure genius. There was one little luxury that she completely enjoyed, and she knew that most women did as well, having beautifully painted fingernails. Of all the indulgent pampering services she'd had in her life, the one that brought her the most joy was simple. She absolutely adored having her nails polished. And that idea became